A US medical devices company is taking the federal government to court over a system for fixing prices that are paid in the Australian private sector, which they claim wastes millions of doctors of private health, millions of dollars, I should say, of private health insurance premiums. The company, Applied Medical, has been disrupting the device market, especially in the United States, capturing market share and, they say, saving American health payers hundreds of millions of dollars every year. Nabil Hilal is Applied Medical's chief technology officer, and I caught up with him a few days ago.
Applied Medical is a new generation of medical device company. It was founded on the basic principle that, at least in the US, it was unreasonable to expect the cost of healthcare to continue to increase indefinitely as a percentage of the GPD. So we looked at a company and a business model that would enable to thrive and survive in when the discontinuity happens.
Discontinuity meaning you got to a financial crisis and you couldn't continue any longer. What were suppliers to the market going to do?
Correct.
So how did you solve that problem?
We were able to build and test the business model over the last 25 years. It's a business model that targets to produce more efficient healthcare, more efficient products that are superior, more advanced, produce better outcomes, and at the same time produce more cost effectiveness for the system overall.
So cheaper, basically.
Correct.
Getting through the sales hype. It's very impressive that you give us this marketing. But, you know, so in other words, to use the Silicon Valley term, you see yourselves as disruptors in the device market.
Correct.
Give us a sense of what devices you produce, just continuing the marketing on our non-commercial ABC for a moment.
We can use a number of product lines as an example, but probably the more prominent one is the trocar market. Trocars are surgical devices that are used once for accessing the abdomen during laparoscopic surgery.
So they are the long things that make holes in the abdomen.
Correct.
So this is keyhole surgery, and the trocars make the keyhole for the instruments to go through.
Correct.
And they get thrown away.
Correct.
So what did they cost before you came on the market to disrupt it?
So
what I mean is, what's the cost of an individual trocar to a hospital versus yours? What's your competitive advantage?
It was about $120 a trocar when we started. Today, it's about $20. And that's what drove the price down.
So it's trocars, and you also do clips as well, don't you, instead of stitches?
Correct. We do clip appliers that are used in conjunction with the trocars for during gallbladder surgery.
And your clips are equally cheaper?
Yes, they are, 20-30%.
So you, I mean, you're obviously not going to tell me otherwise, but, you know, this isn't, as they would say, you know, dodgy brothers, where you're producing essentially lousy clips that fall apart. The old adage, you get what you pay for.
Absolutely not.
So just again, before we get to the issue in Australia, so big margins, you're squeezing those margins, and presumably you're relying on selling volume rather than getting big margins.
Correct.
So what's the problem in Australia?
In Australia, the market is closed or locked up, the clips. In the vast majority of the world, these are used as another disposable device. It's used once and disposed of. In Australia, it's viewed as a prosthesis, as an implantable, just because the small metal clip is left behind in the body. There is no reason for it. It's really no different than a suture.
So here we need to explain something about the complexity of the Australian market, because I don't think people understand the rest of the story unless we actually get to that. The way they pay for, and you've got to separate the private sector from the public sector. So what you've got in the private sector is you've got a system of paying for devices, where you've got a committee that decides the price, what devices will be paid for by private health insurers, and there's a debate about what is a device and what isn't a device. And in order for private health insurers to cover the cost of clips in Australia, they've got to be defined as a device. Whereas in the public sector, that's not an issue, because public hospitals just buy on tender and they go out to the market and they find the most, in theory, cost-effective solution. So this is a conversation about the private sector in Australia and a distorted market in a sense.
Absolutely correct.
So you're defined as a device. You come under the prostheses list, as they say, which defines a price list for devices to give private health insurers some sense of security about what they're going to pay.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't create an efficient market.
Correct. Because all devices, all suppliers are dictated to supply the device at a fixed price, which means that there is no room for competition. And the price specified is many times higher than what it is in the rest of the world. In Australia, it is $412 for this device when we sell it in the US for about $100. Even if you take the rate of exchange out of this equation, it is still many times more expensive. It doesn't make sense.
And my understanding is that the same suppliers in Australia, the same device in other markets is less.
Absolutely.
So what's the barrier to open competition then for price?
We can offer the device at a lower price, but the reimbursement is predetermined. It's fixed at $412.
So why are you complaining? You get a big margin. Isn't that a good thing for you?
Well, that works as a deterrent for people to convert. First of all, we don't want to overcharge the Australian market. That's one goal. The other goal is that the other suppliers use that extra margin to rebate the hospital and create a disincentive for them to look for a better price.
Cashback.
Correct. A rebate.
What proof have you got of that?
So
that sounds corrupt to me.
Well, I'm not going to go there, but we're told by hospitals, and we've even tested it. We've notified the health system that the only way we can achieve market penetration, which is a requirement, is to give a rebate. We think it's an unhealthy situation.
So this is like you buy a Holden in the car yard and they'll say 1,000 cash back.
Correct.
So you're litigating over this, aren't you?
We're suing to invite some changes in this arrangement to eliminate these barriers.
So the federal government's looking at this. Why don't you just let the political process take its way?
We've been pursuing this for a number of years. We've made a number of submissions. Maybe we're a little bit impatient.
I understand that you're taking this action in the federal court. What are you saying that you want, and what's the remedy you're seeking from the court?
We've requested for the rate of rebate for the device to be $99, similar to where it is everywhere else in the world. The decision from the ministry was that the price reimbursed in Australia is $412. We're asking the court to send back this decision to the ministry to decide at a different price.
To reconsider, overrule the devices committee and go for that price.
Correct.
Just before we go, Nabil, are you selling to the public sector in Australia at $99?
Correct.
And what are the competition doing? Are they chasing you down to your price in the public sector?
Correct. Their prices are not $412 in the public sector.
So they're chasing the competition.
Correct.
What's happened in the United States?
In the United States, our prices are significantly lower.
You were talking earlier about how, you know, the total value of this trocar market. How much money has the competition saved the US healthcare market?
We are saving the overall healthcare system $250 million per year in the price differential between where the price was heading and where we are today.
Because your competitors have followed you down.
Correct.
And have you grabbed market share?
Absolutely. We are the number one supplier in the United States for trocars.
And is this happening in other markets as well?
Certainly.
We'll wait and see what happens.
Thank you.
Nabil, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Nabil Hilal is Applied Medical's Chief Technology Officer, and that case, I think, is being heard in the next week or two.